I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Just a day after Netflix said it will join the fight against Georgia's abortion ban, Disney is now weighing in on the issue. In an interview with Reuters, CEO Bob Iger says it will be very difficult to stay in Georgia if the law goes into effect.
Many people who work for us will not want to work there, and we'll have to heed their wishes in that regard. If it becomes law, I don't see how it's practical for us to continue to shoot there.
Disney has produced many lucrative films like Black Panther and Avengers Endgame in Georgia. This week, streaming giant Netflix said it will support groups fighting the law, which is set to go into effect next year. A former Georgia gubernatorial candidate who campaigned in what he called a deportation bus has pleaded guilty to fraud. Michael Williams, a former Republican state senator, was indicted on charges of insurance fraud and lying to investigators after falsely reporting that computer servers were stolen from his office. He was sentenced last week to 4 years of probation, 120 hours of community service, and a $5,000 fine. He finished last in the five-man Republican gubernatorial primary. Well, 9 Gwinnett County educators have left the school system following an investigation into allegations that a middle school teacher helped students cheat during a standardized test. According to the AJC, Grace Snell Middle School principal Alan Crane, along with 6 teachers and 2 other administrators, retired or resigned during the investigation. The State Department of Education found that a teacher gave her 8th grade students a math formula sheet from the Georgia Milestones end-of-year exam ahead of this month's test. The sheet is provided only to educators. It's a violation of Georgia Department of Education rules to share it with students. Chatham County is getting a mental health emergency room. County and state leaders broke ground on the facility yesterday. WSAV reports the Chatham County Behavioral Health Crisis Center is expected to open next spring. Officials say people will be able to walk in and get mental health care from a specialized team. It will provide services whether patients have insurance or are uninsured or underinsured. Police will also be available to bring people having mental health crises to the center. They've previously had to take those people to jail. And SunTrust Park and the Atlanta Braves will host the 2021 All-Star Major League Baseball game. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom celebrated yesterday's announcement, calling it a win for the city.
In the same spirit that our communities have been uplifted as we celebrated the Super Bowl, we can look for the same impact on our communities in 2021. So in the spirit of Atlanta, let's go Braves, let's go Major League Baseball.
This is the third time the city will host the big game. The first time was in 1972 at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. The second time in 2000 at what was then Turner Field. And Atlanta United defeated Minnesota United last night by a final score of 3-0. Joseph Martinez scored 2 goals in the final minutes of the game to secure the win for Atlanta. United, which now sits in 4th place in the conference standings, will be back in action on Saturday when they host the Chicago Fire. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.